Please join with me in our prayer for understanding God's word. Send down your Holy Spirit, O God. Tear open the veil of heaven and speak to us as beloved children, so that we may hear and believe the good news of your word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Standard, Psalm 29. I have a short commentary. We hardly ever get to read from the Psalms. Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forests bare. And in his temple all say, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Great job she does. And you know what? She is really picking up her game. The hymns were all marked. She's a great liturgist. Yeah, nice. Absolutely. Good job. Hey, the other thing is, you know, earlier whenever I said, let's go ahead and one more time, and we have such talented musicians and choir to go ahead and lead that. That was so good on How Great Thou Art. That was like when you're in your car and you want to replay a certain song again, you know what I'm talking about? Or there's a particular part of it and you're just jamming and you're singing into your hairbrush, and some of us are at least, and I thought that was so good, wasn't that? That was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, yeah. It was great. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. That is the second verse of How Great Thou Art. And it's a verse that speaks to me as the psalmist first spoke to me in the scripture that was offered by our sister this morning, of how God speaks into and through creation and speaks specifically into our lives through that very creation. Now, some of my younger friends earlier kind of had trouble thinking about God in the sunrise or sunset, right? That's okay. That's okay. Things that are around us sometimes are the things that we all can overlook, that remind us of God's grace. There are things that we drive by all of the time, or things that we look at and see, and it's kind of a shrug of the shoulder, and yeah, that's beautiful. What do you got for me now, God? What's next? God, as creator is the one who creates. Seems simple, doesn't it? But theologically, for me, the key understanding that I have of God is that of creator. In other words, the starting point. That's where I start, I seek to start in my life. Sometimes it's a struggle to start there, but that's where I work at, trying to start with God. God is the author of life. God is the source of life. God is the source of creation of all that we have around us as well. And this image of God speaking and something happen has a strong presence in the Bible, throughout the Bible. In this scripture, we can't avoid it. God talks, something's created. God speaks, something happens. Hear these words once again. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of glory. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say, glory! I was going to tell you, you did a better job than first service, but I can't do that now, so I'm sorry. Glory!
Glory!
Yeah, we're in his temple. We're in his house. Yes. We say that with joy because we know God is in control. And yet, what happens then when God speaks into our lives? Our lives. You. What happens when God speaks into your life? Well, we understand that God's creating. God is always creating. God never stops working. A biblical truth. Hard to fathom at times, because sometimes we want to create God in our image rather than the other way around. We are in God's image, not the other way around. So therefore, we're not going to necessarily understand every component of God. And yet we do know fully that God is at work in us. Sometimes it's because of something that we see. Sometimes it's because of someone that we see. Sometimes it's because we just know and sense that presence, that churning inside of us. What do we do whenever God speaks to us? And how do we respond to that voice at work in our lives? Now, I know this whole idea of the voice, and how I continue to repeat the voice, the voice, the voice. Some of you might watch that show on television, right? And so now, whenever you see the voice, who are you going to think of? That was a little bit slow on the pickup, also. It's okay. I'm hanging in there with you today. God speaks, God changes us. That's something that sometimes we're uncomfortable with, because we would like God to speak, but God, I'd really like this to happen. God, I think this should take place. And as God is speaking into our life and molding us and churning, and things are happening and things are changing, it might not always come out the way that we expect it. So God is working in us. God speaks. God's working in us, churning. Things are happening. Changes are taking place. And sometimes we're uncomfortable with that grace. Yeah, but that's okay. God stretches us. And then how does that come out then in our lives? Right there should be an illustration of God never ceasing to work. God at work, God churning in us, and then how does that come out in our lives? You see, that's an unending kind of thing. How do we speak a truth from God? Whenever I was an undergraduate student at Penn State, that's in Pennsylvania. They're not in the championship game, by the way. There was a street preacher named Bro Cope. Brother Cope. And he would stand on, and this is pertaining to how we perceive God wanting us to speak. And he would stand on a street corner on a box about this size and stand up there and say something like this. This is sturdy, don't worry. You're all sinners and you're going to burn in hell for all eternity. Jesus loves you. He didn't even say that last part. I just did because I want you to know I'm just illustrating something. I don't believe that. But that was the message. And it struck me because for some reason, that's what he felt, that churning of God inside of him, that voice of God in him, was telling him to share with other people. And I thought to myself, then and today, that you know, the world has too much hate speech in it already. The world has too many people speaking hate, speaking anger, spewing vile division. What we need are voices that speak of love, of grace, justice, of God's power and healing at work in the world. Yesterday, I was in Phoenix, Glendale, and I was right across or catacorner from the stadium where they're going to hold the Super Bowl. And they're already making a lot of preparations. I know who you're all fans of, okay? You don't have to shout out the names anymore. But they're making preparations nonetheless. We were on the street corner, catacorner, from the stadium. And it's immense. And the group of 150 or so people that we had there for a rally looked kind of small in comparison. But while we were there was to speak out against something else that is going to be taking place around the Super Bowl activities, Pro Bowl activities, and it takes place in a lot of sporting events around the country. It's human sex trafficking. What takes place is what was voiced by one sister in Christ who stood on this very podium, by the way. This is what I took over there for people to stand on. There were bishops standing on this just yesterday. Our bishop stood on that. If any of you have met him, wonderful guy. Roman Catholic bishops, Episcopal bishops, leaders from throughout the community standing there, voicing their support of legislation, of work, of ministry to break the chains of bondage that men, women, and also children find themselves in. And one sister in Christ finally stood up on the podium here and spoke about her life in human sex trafficking. As a slave starting at 16, having been drugged, driven far away from her home, and told by the man that she thought she was getting a ride home from, "I'm now your pimp." And for the next however many years, she went to, or was close to, some major sporting events in our country. She just never saw the game. She was used and abused. Finally, yesterday, and before that, she'd been freed. She was able to voice and speak of the love and the healing of so many that surrounded her to come out of that horrible, evil situation. And I thought to myself as I was listening to the speakers and especially to those who were coming out of it, who were no longer slaves, and I'm standing right on that podium right there. I thought to myself, I think I can hear God's voice. In fact, I'm pretty certain I'm hearing him speak right now. You see, God speaks in ways of hope, not hate. God speaks in ways of love, not lust. God speaks in ways of freedom and faith and justice and healing. As God is speaking into your life today, we understand God speaks into each and every life, whether we're paying attention or not. But as God is speaking into your life in a myriad of different ways, all sorts of ways, ways that are all around us, how are you listening? How will you respond? Friedrich Buechner offers the following. Words are power, essentially the power of creation. In the beginning was the Word, says John, meaning perhaps that before the beginning there was something like silence, not the absence of sound, because there was no sound yet to be absent, but the absence of absence, nothing, nothingness. Then the Word, the deed, the beginning, and God brought forth. God never seems to weary of trying to get across to us, Buechner continues, God speaking. Word after word, God tries in search of the right word. And God uses all sorts of people down through creation as well. God tried saying it in Noah. Then God spoke into our lives through Abraham. God tried Moses, but Moses himself was trying a little bit too hard. And then God tried David, speaking through David. But David was too pretty for his own good. Toward the end of his rope, God tried saying it in John the Baptist, with his locusts and honey and hellfire preaching. I want to get every section here. And you get the feeling that John might almost have worked, except that he lacks something small but critical, like a sense of the ridiculous or a balanced diet. I mean, come on, locusts and honey. So God tried once more, speaking to us. Through Jesus. And as God has spoken to each of us into our lives through Jesus, that's why we claim that name of Christ above all names. God's speaking to you right now. How are you listening? Even more so, as those who claim the name of Christ, how are you going to respond in ways of grace, love, hope, and peace? Join with me in prayer. We thank you, loving God, for always creating, in fact, always speaking creation into being all around us, through others, in us. Help us. Help us to pay attention to that, to seek that, to be open to how you are forming us, speaking into our lives. And then, help us to be able to follow how you're leading us to bear the name of Christ in all we do and say. We thank you, Lord, for the love and grace behind all of it. And it's in the name of Christ, our risen Savior, that we pray. Amen.